Good morning, this is Sterling Smith with your AsNedge morning market update, and we are seeing continued pressure in the grain markets. Corn has improved a little bit off the worst levels of the day. We did trade as low as 6.31 and a quarter on the May contract. We're now trading at 6.29 and a quarter, down 0.75. July at 6.09, down a couple of cents, and December new crop at 5.50 and a quarter, down 6.5 cents. On a little bit lower volume. We did see China back in. They're not buying great gangbusters, but they did pick up another 150,000 tons or so of old crop corn, which is lending a little bit of support. Soybeans are struggling this morning. May soybeans at 14.49 and a half, down 17 and a half. July at 14.27 and a half, down 21. November at 12.76, down another 20 cents. We are seeing Brazilian supplies move into the market. And the idea that we're going to see better weather in the U.S. and bigger production and bigger supplies is certainly taking hold of the market here. May soybean oil at 55.38, down 86. May meal, 451.60, down another 9 points. So we're seeing crush margins come in again, and that is also weighing on the complex. Wheat is suffering mightily this morning. May wheat at 666 and a quarter, down 16 and three quarters in Chicago. We're faring a little better in Kansas City at 815 and a quarter, down 5. May Minneapolis at 837 and a quarter, down 8 and a quarter. I think yesterday's updated COT reports, along with what we should be getting on Friday, which will be the most current report, is unnerving traders a little bit, as the funds have adjusted their positions noticeably. And currently, the last report showed them holding a very long bean position, but a very short corn position, and that is not something that we typically see. May rice at 17.15 is down 12. May cotton right now 78.52, up 67. July 79.08, up 63. And December at 79.88, up 34. While we are holding some gains, we were trading higher earlier in the session, and the weakness in the other crops is whitewashing the gains in cotton a little bit. June cattle at 155.12, down 102. May feeders 198.77, down 78. Hogs taking it firmly on the nose, as it were, 89.30, down 205. May milk at 18.68 is up 24. May orange juice 239.35, that is up 85. Crude oil continues to recover. We were weaker earlier in the session, but we have moved higher. We're now at $70.45 a barrel, up 81 cents. Diesel at 263.34, up about 6 cents a gallon. Unleaded 255.66, up a nickel a gallon. Natural gas, though, at 239 is down 9 points, or about 3.5%. Gold is faring a little bit better today after yesterday's struggle. We're at 1970. We are up 1270. The silver at 2272 is up 29. Dollar index at 103.05 is down 20. We are in front of the Fed announcement that will be made at 1 p.m. Central Time. The current idea is that he will hike basis points 25%, but there's plenty of debate about what will go on. More importantly will be what he addresses and says in his press conference about ideas going forward involving rates and the situation in the banking industry. Stocks are a little changed today. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 32,551. That's down 9 points. S&P is at 4,005. That's up 3. NASDAQ Composite, 11,876. That is up 16. Seeing quiet activity in front of a big report today, and this will be a big report, I think, because situation has changed. We often see markets quiet up in front of these. And the bond market is no different. Two-year yields are a little bit higher. We're at 4.20. That's up 4 basis points. The 10-year at 3.58 is down 2. The 30-year at 3.70 is down 3 basis points. This is Sterling Smith from cloudy and a bit foggy Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great morning.